The Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra is performing this Friday night at the Capitol Theater in the Overture Center in Madison. On the program, Stravinsky's Histoire du Soldat, which features Jim DeVita. There will be the Haydn Symphony 102, and also the Brahms Violin Concerto. The performer for the Brahms Violin Concerto, the soloist, is with me. It's Julian Rhee, and this is about his, third visit to the midday. Welcome back, Julian Rhee.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So at the ripe old age of 15, is it, you're taking on the Brahms Violin Concerto?
Yes, it's quite the piece.
It's, of course, one of the biggest, most famous of all violin concertos. And, well, it was a handful for Brahms, and how was it for you?
It's definitely a hard piece to control. There was a reason why they called Brahms Violin Concerto for violin against orchestra.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun working with the orchestra and figuring out how we're going to manage to pull it off. So.
Well, you brought a couple of samples of your recordings of your other performances, which I gather must be quite myriad by now, given the several visits you've paid here on the midday alone. So you brought a piece by Bach, for example, and what is this?
Oh, this is Bach's third violin sonata, solo sonata in C minor. So this one has a lot of underlying tones in the bass section, so I hope you enjoy.
Here we go.
Thank you.
How would you describe that? We're going to get into the quiz question in just a second, but I wanted to ask Julian Rhee, who played that movement from Bach, how you would describe that particular movement, if you're going to just use an adjective or two.
I'd say somber, sad, calm would be things that come to mind when I'm playing that piece.
And that's, of course, not a piece unto itself, but part of a suite, part of a sonata, which would have contrasting moods. And now back to Julian Rhee, who has a contrasting piece for us, this by Witold Lutosławski, and subito means?
Suddenly.
And what does that refer to?
Well, this piece was written in 1992 for the Indianapolis International Violin Competition, so it's a really exciting piece, a lot of subito fortes and pianos, so it's very contrasting from the Bach.
Kind of like the Indianapolis Speedway for a violin.
Yeah.
All right, so is it, despite the fact that it's fast and sudden and all that, does that make it difficult or not necessarily?
I'd say so. The collaborating with the piano accompaniment is very difficult, but with its dynamic contrast, it's really, very exciting. So.
And who's your pianist for the occasion?
Her name is Milana Pachvinskaya.
Subito. living up to his name. Subito means suddenly by Witold Lutosławski, and the violinist for the occasion has been my guest today, Julian Rhee. He's performing with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra Friday night, the Brahms Violin Concerto, one of the great concertos, and also on the program L'Histoire du Soldat by Stravinsky, featuring as narrator Jim DeVita, and then the Haydn Symphony No. 102. Well, I'd keep you longer, but I have a hunch you want to reunite with your violin before Friday night's concert.
Yeah, got to go practice.
Got a few things, to brush up on. Well, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to your next visit to the midday, Julian.
All right. Thank you for having me.